We have the pleasure of the company of the rental man, Ian Morrison, back in the studio for 2026. Ian keeps us abreast of changes in legislation and just things to be aware of from both the landlord and the tenant side of the ledger. He has some pretty strong opinions on topics at times, but always is good value. So back into it for 2026, Ian. How's the start been?
Oh, pretty good, Nick, but I thought we could start the year with some interesting real estate agent stories. First relates to some of the troubles that agents can get themselves into if they disregard the regulations of our practices. One of the most important is the trust account, which must be kept in good order at all times, and there are strict rules about when and how we operate the funds. These are not our monies. They belong to the owners, buyers, and tenants that we serve. One property manager has recently been found guilty of transferring close to $2 million into her personal account by issuing false invoices for maintenance and directing payments to her private account. This is a serious breach, and she's now been disqualified from holding a real estate agent's license for life and listed on a database as an unsuitable person in this regard. Mind you, Nick, one might wonder how she thought she could get away with it, as our trust accounts are audited regularly with reports required to be provided to the Office of Fair Trading. So pretty stupid, really.
Sounds like it, Ian. And it is good to have those checks and balances to protect consumers in your industry.
Agreed, Nick. But on the other side of the coin, we now have regulations in place where we are required in Queensland to establish the full identification of sellers and buyers. But in New South Wales, new regulations will also require agents to report any suspicious activity, particularly with regard to cash transactions. It has been reported that about 26% of all real estate agencies' transactions were conducted with cash in 2024 across all three of the eastern states. The presumption is that these are criminal enterprises, and somehow we as agents have to get involved to assist police in these matters. A bit disturbing, really, as it is none of our business how people go about theirs, and has the potential to place an agent in danger, in my view, if in fact there are criminals involved. I could tell you, of course, about the easygoing FIFO worker that walked into our office many years ago now with a suitcase full of cash. Settlement day for his first home, you see, and he thought he was required to pay us, the agent, as he had paid us the deposit when he signed the contract. So he'd gone to the bank that morning and withdrawn the full $55,000. And he was certainly no criminal, just an exciting, hard-working lad. More efficient methods in place now, Nick, and just as well. But I still don't think we should be required to poke our noses into other people's affairs.
Yeah, I can see how that would have been an eye-opener, Ian. You must end up involved in some pretty interesting things these days.
Yes, we do, mate, we do. But look, my final little story is entitled You're Welcome. This is the one where I would like to mention the emails and calls we get at times with regard to some of our tenants' behaviours from neighbours. These can be related to late-night parties, dogs barking and other disturbances, some of which are merely civil matters that we can do little about, but then there are others that we can help with. This requires issuing of notices that have regulated time periods, and we then follow these, sometimes all the way to QCAT. These matters all take some time, during which we have to field more emails and calls, which we respond to, providing as much information as we can without breaching the tenant's privacy. Yet another regulation we have to follow. But certainly in my office, the result is eventually achieved, peace and harmony restored. But having completed these difficult and time-consuming tasks, do we then get the follow-up, thank you for your help, we appreciate your attention to our problems, good job, email or a call? Well, rarely, unfortunately, as it turns out. So it would seem to me that whilst neighbours like to holler and hoot to complain about tenants, folks these days don't have the courtesy to take the time to say thank you when we achieve the right result. Don't misunderstand me, please. I don't particularly expect or require it, but it does beg the question. What if it was an owner next door? What would they do then? And so I say, you're welcome, quietly in my head, and move on. So there you have it. One, the cheater who would always be caught. Two, the reporter on the cheaters that may suspect. And three, the community service officer who tries to keep the peace. It's not as simple as just selling and renting real estate some days in this job, mate.
In any industry, there are stories to tell, and we've had a few today, Ian. You never know, perhaps you'll write a book one day, call it Confessions of a Real Estate Agent.
It'd be a bestseller.
Ian Morrison, also known as the Rental Man, thanks for joining us and taking us behind the scenes. 101.5 is the home of great classic hits and local news. Find all our podcasts on 101.5fm.com.au.